It's the boy Dash all the way from Grenada and it's tuned in to C-Cut 90.3 FM.
What's up?
What's up? This is CKUT and I'm back after being sick from the COVID bug. I am so glad to be back and to be talking to all of you today. You were just listening to, which song was that? Butterfly Bullet Wings by the Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah.
They're amazing. And you know what? They're actually going to be coming to Montreal quite soon. They're going to be coming in like
I think it said like October 26th.
And they're going to be at the Bell Center. So let's hope like tickets aren't too expensive, because I really, really, really would love to see the Smashing Pumpkins in concert.
Yeah, that would be very cool.
It would be.
What's up? We are recording this on June 30th, but when you all are going to be listening to it, it's going to be, Tuesday, July 5th at about 6 p.m. So, you know, we're doing a bit of time travel here, but...
Again, in every episode we did time travel, I think.
Yeah.
That's the vibe we're going with.
Totally. So, you know, we just went back to the 90s there for a minute, and... you know, we'll see where it goes from here.
Yeah. And actually, the Smashing Pumpkins were featured on The Simpsons. And, like, that was, like, my favorite episode. It was Homer Palooza. And it was, like, 1996. And I wasn't even born yet.
Whoa.
I know, right?
That's wild.
So, yeah. What have you guys been up to? What are your plans for the summer? What are your plans for Pride? We would like to hear that, actually. You can follow me on IG. My IG is mika.reclaimed. And if you want to give me any ideas for any like future shows, if you want to be a guest, I would love to have you on here. Anyone like want to do anything for Pride, let me know on my IG and I'd be glad to respond right away.
Yeah, and you can also get in touch with them at mika@ckut.ca if you have any ideas, if you want to request a song, you know, whatever.
Let's do it.
We like to chat, so get at us.
Yeah, don't be shy.
Yeah, so what's up, Mika?
Not much. I'm going to be going to Vancouver, actually, for a few days, and I'm going to be doing this project with WeMatter.campaign. It's an Indigenous youth project, and it's called the Youth Ambassadors of Hope, and I am the Youth Ambassador of Hope, and I represent all Indigenous youth in Quebec.
That is extremely cool. How did that come about for you?
Well, actually, I saw the post on IG for We Matter, and... they were, you know, like saying, do you want to be a youth ambassador of hope? And I was like, definitely. So I applied. I applied with the video. And 3 weeks later, they got back to me with an email saying, we accepted you. And I was like really happy about that. Honestly, it's such a big honor to be working with that campaign and to be supporting like, you know, LGBT youth and Indigenous youth, all that stuff all over Quebec, Montreal. And, you know, like my role is to give like support in the community for Indigenous youth and give support to LGBT. And that's like basically what I do as a youth ambassador of hope. I'm here to like give hope to like the youth, basically, yeah, in my community. It's amazing. Like I'm very proud of myself. And I'll be going to Vancouver, like I said, in July, July 3rd to July 8th. And, you know, doing some interviews out there. Working out there and, you know, keeping in touch with you and Spencer, mm-hmm. Jack, and mm-hmm. I can't wait for this. Like, I'm pretty nervous about flying, but, like, I don't know. Like, I never flown before, so it's, like, my first time, and I'm just gonna, like, try to sleep so I can, like, not experience, like, the flying because I can't see the sky. It would freak me out, but I'm sure it'll be okay.
It'll be fine. So, it'll be fine. People do it all the time. Yes. Yeah, congratulations. That program sounds extremely cool, and yeah. I can't wait to see.
If you guys want to check it out, you can check it out at WeMatterCampaign.org. Okay. And give it a, like, check it out. It's actually pretty amazing.
That's super cool. So what kind of stuff are you going to be doing when you're in Vancouver?
I'm going to be doing some like traditional circles. I have a mentor actually that I'll be meeting that'll be like mentoring me during my time with We Matter, with the Youth Ambassador of Hope program. We're going to be like going to like the mountain there. I'll be taking some pictures. It'll be fun. We'll be doing like circles and meetings and stuff like that. We have a gala. We're going to be seeing like an Indigenous film, you know, screening while we're there. Everything. It's going to be cool.
Really, really cool.
Meet some new people, you know, from all over, like, Canada. It'd be awesome.
Awesome. And you're going to do some interviews and stuff?
Yes, that's what I'm leaning forward to. But, like, more importantly, I'm going to go with consent first, but, like, hopefully I'll be able to get, like, a couple interviews. I think I'll be all right with that.
Nice.
Other than that, I have, like, a lot of things I can do. Like, I can take photos and make, a portfolio, you know, and, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, promote the radio station where I'm working at CKUT, promote the station. You know, like, it'd be amazing to, like, meet new people and promote the station. Totally. So we can get more people listening to our show.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if you find anybody to, like, collaborate out there.
That's what I'm going to go with, too, is trying to find collaboration as well.
Right on.
Get some interviews on the station, on the show, and, like, live and things like that. So, yeah, it'd be awesome.
Very cool. We love to see it.
Yes.
So, other than that, what's up? I know you had COVID, so that was, you know, not a fun time.
No, it sucked, but I managed. I survived.
Yeah.
I was all right. It really sucked, but I was still trying to manage working while I was sick, but mm-hmm. I was doing good. I'm fine.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. All good in the hood.
Yeah. So what's next? We're going to listen to another tune?
We're going to listen to Faith No More by Epic. Kind of the 90s grunge. I know. I kind of figured you'd go with that one.
Yo, I've been on such a Faith No More kick lately. Really? That's all I've been listening to.
Epic's a great song.
It's very good. All right, let's hit it.
All right.
Can you feel it? See it? Hear it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens too fast. And it feels so good. It's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, smell it, taste it so sweet. But it makes no difference, cause it knocks you off your feet.
Okay, that's, the greatest, metal late 80s song I've ever heard in my life.
I love that song so much.
I love Faith No More. Like, it's not even my generation. And I feel like when I listen to it, it is my generation.
Yeah.
Even when it's not.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that song came out when I was one. But we were just chatting, and I was telling Mika that Faith No More is still putting out music. And they put out an album a few years ago that honestly has been in rotation constantly for me lately. So we're just going to, I'm going to sneak a song into the playlist. I'm going to play Sunny Side Up by Faith No More.
One of their new albums.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, and like, if you have not seen the music video for this song, you got to go watch it because it brings me genuine joy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, this is Sunny Side Up. I'll be your
So that was, I think, that was Faith No More's new song. And I honestly say that's actually pretty good, but the video is trippy.
Yeah, I love
it. Like, literally.
It is literally trippy, and it's very cute.
It's like elderly people and old folks home that are depressed, and then, like, a nurse gives them acid, and they party in the old folks home.
It's very It's nice. I like it.
And I'm so surprised that, you know, Faith No More has been together for like, what, 30 years, like maybe longer, 89. Mm-hmm. Since 89 they've been together, and they still are together, and they're making new music. Mm-hmm. And they're coming to Montreal, and I would just like do anything to go to that show.
Yeah, that would be very cool.
It would be like, you know, like I've never seen any of their concerts ever. I was just too young to experience that. So mm-hmm. I just want to experience it because I'm a huge fan of like metal from the 90s and grunge and all that stuff. So it's like, I got to see that show.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be cool.
Honestly, yes. And, like, you know, like, I think, like, with music like that, I think this music is going to be, like, around for, like, more generations to continue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because 90s grunge is such good music, and 90s metal is good music, and
yeah,
it's the best music ever.
It was a good era for music. It really mm-hmm. was. Yeah.
So I think next we're going to play Today's the Day, or Today by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay, good. Great song. Great song.
That was a great song by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, such a good one. I love that music video.
I love it too. You know what we're going to play next? We're going to play 1979.
Okay.
Let's cool. do it.
All right, let's do it. Let's jump right in.
Life wide right above the street.
That was the Smashing Pumpkins in 1979.
Yeah.
I want to go to their show. Like, I really would like to go to their show, but I mean, the tickets, I'm looking at the tickets right now, and you know what? They're not that expensive.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should go.
Yeah. I kind of want to. I should just go.
So before we started recording this episode, we were sitting out behind the station in the sun, and we were having a conversation about superheroes. And so, yeah, I want to ask the question, Mika. If you were a superhero, what power would you have?
I'd say probably to be a jumper.
Oh, yeah? Like to be able to, like, teleport?
Yeah, like that. Like a jumper. Like the movie Jumper.
Okay.
Like to jump through, like, walls and... You know, like do like crazy things and do for the good. You know, I would have a superpower and I would use it for good reason. And you know, like maybe like hack into like systems and pay people's bills. I don't know. Like
that's such a like early or like mid 2000s like answer. Like, yeah, if I had a superpower, I'd want to be able to like forgive people's debt.
Yes, clear your debt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For real though, that would be. A
pretty
very
cool
thing. Yeah.
I mean, what about you? What would you pick?
You know, I'm kind of on the teleportation vibe too.
Teleportation? Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be pretty sick. Like to be able to get in and out of anywhere at any time and like go places that you're not supposed to go. And
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, like do good things for like the people like a superhero would do or a vigilante. You know what I mean? Like that right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like vigilante is like something I'd be. I don't want to be a superhero, but I'd have to be like a vigilante.
Yeah, I'm way more into anti-heroes, you know?
Like a Batman, but like more badass. Maybe like
less of a cop though, you know?
Yeah, he's kind of a cop kind of hero. Let's just go with like Deadpool then.
Yeah, I mean, I always used to joke that Deadpool was, like, the superhero for, like, 14-year-old boys with ADHD, which I think is still true, like, holds up. But, yeah, I'm always going to back an anti-hero.
Yeah, I kind of like Deadpool's vibe, though. Like, yeah. He's not really a superhero. He's not really a vigilante. He's just some dude, like, gets cancer and he, like, fights crime, kind of, and he just wants to be, like...
Also does crime.
And does which, crime.
Like, you know what? Be gay, do crime.
I mean, he does it for the good, though. He's protecting the innocent.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, protecting kids and he's protecting, like, society from going to shit. Like, you know what I mean? That's, like, Deadpool's vibe right there.
Totally.
That's kind of, like, what I would do if I was, like, you know, that'd be me.
Yeah.
Protecting people.
I can see it.
Yep. Yeah, of course. Hell like yeah. Like a Tank Girl kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Tank Girl. Shout out to Tank Girl.
Yeah, shout out to Tank Girl. We gotta see. We have to have like a new Tank Girl film or something because like the original one was amazing, and I seen the original Tank Girl film, and I thought, wow, this is great.
It's so good. I love it. I know that like Tank Girl fans love to hate on it, but you know what? Tank Girl rules. It rules. Lori Petty rules.
And we have a fandom here of Tank Girl.
Yeah,
so,
we do. I mean, if you don't like it, you can fight us.
Who doesn't like Tank Girl? If you don't like Tank Girl, I don't understand you, really.
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with you, honestly? Okay. Yeah, so like I said at the beginning, we're recording this on June 30th. And today is the birthday of a friend of mine who passed away in November. And their name was Blair. And they were just like one of the coolest people, one of like the nicest, sweetest people. They were a punk. They, you know, were so, so important to like so many music communities here in Montreal. My friend just made an archive of their music. So all of their music is available online at theblarchive.org. That's BLARCHIVE.org. So I'm going to play a song from one of their bands that was called Sissy Fist, which is the best band name. And if you want to hear it or any of their other music, you can just go to blarchive.org. So this is Towards the Queerest Insurrection by Blair. Well, by Sissy Fist. R.I.P. Blair.
Whoa! Let's go.
Fucking ruckus.
We should have been-
Yeah, so that was Towards the Queerest Insurrection by Sissy Fist. R.I.P. Blair, we love you, doggo.
Yeah, and we want to take a moment of silence for Jack's friend Blair, who has gone out the east door, has gone into spirit world, and we just want to take a moment of silence for Blair real quick.
Yeah. But not too much, because, you know, Blair would have cracked a joke or something, so, you know. Yeah, so what's next, Mika?
Okay, so you know what? I'm still thinking about, like, this Smashing Pumpkins concert, and I've been looking, like, at ticket prices, and they're actually pretty good, so I'm going to suggest, if you're fans of the Smashing Pumpkins and Jane's Addiction, go to the concert in October 26th.
Oh, Jane's Addiction is playing with them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is a concert I have to see. And the tickets aren't that bad. I think, like, the front row, like, next to the stage is, like, $177. Okay, which I can do that. But, I mean, I'll do it anyways, even if it's, like, $1,000. Because this is Smashing Pumpkins we're talking about. This is, like, Jane's Addiction we're talking about. This is not, like, Drake. This is fucking Smashing Pumpkins. Okay? And I was just telling Jack that if I, like, couldn't afford a ticket, I would sell my soul to the devil just to get a ticket to that damn concert.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but I'll do it. It's a Smashing Pumpkins.
Why,
like,
not?
Come
Why
on.
Not? There's worse things that you can sell your soul for.
What's that?
There's probably worse things you can sell your soul for.
Well, yeah. I mean, ticket to the Smashing Pumpkins, like a legendary grunge 90s band, and the Jane's Addiction, another legendary, like, grunge rock band. You have to, like, beat that concert. I cannot miss it for the world.
All right.
Okay, so I think we're going to play another Smashing Pumpkins song.
All right. All Smashing Pumpkins all the time.
Right? And we're going to play it tonight. That's a great song.
It is a good song.
Love the Smashing Pumpkins too much. I don't know. I'm just obsessed with like that kind of vibe, that kind of music genre.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I think they're great. And I think like what we're going to do next is we're going to play the Crash Test Dummies. And I got to play that song. How do you say it?
No, yeah, that's how you say it.
Yeah, yeah, like that. And then, you know what? They're from Winnipeg. And I'm from Winnipeg originally. So like, I would love to play that song because they won a Juno Award in 1993 for that song. And that's really like, that's amazing. So, and I love the song and like the video and think we're going to do it. So all right, let's play that.
Let's do it.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cars had smashed his soul.
Okay, that was the Crash Test Dummies. It's a good song.
It is a good song.
It's so amazing.
Uh-huh. So, Mika, I'm curious, because you are such a fan of, like, 90s, like, grunge and stuff. Who would you say is your favorite 90s band?
I can't even choose.
If you had to say like maybe like a top five. Okay. Right now, in this moment.
Okay, so in this moment, I say my number one, like, top five 90s grunge would be Hole, number one.
Good choice. Excellent choice.
Second would be Nirvana.
Okay.
Three would be Faith No More.
Sick.
Four would be Smashing Pumpkins. And five would be Jane's Addiction.
Wow. So this show really is like, it's like two of your top five.
Yes. Most definitely. Also, I really like the Spin Doctors.
Okay. Yeah.
Two Princes.
That's literally the only song I know by them.
I like that. They have a few other songs, but Two Princes was like their most popular song in the 90s, I think. Yeah. Most likely. Like my older sibling, they were like a teenager, like I said, and they like basically taught me 90s everything.
Nice.
So I learned from the best.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
They were really into the Spin Doctors for sure. Yes.
Okay. How do you feel about Soundgarden?
I love Soundgarden.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And wasn't the guy from Soundgarden in another band or Audioslave?
Yeah, he was in Audioslave, and then he was also in Temple of the Dog.
Temple of Dog.
Yeah, with they have a song called Hungry.
Ah.
That's amazing. And it's Chris Cornell and Eddie Vedder doing vocals, and it was like Eddie Vedder before Pearl Jam was a thing.
Okay.
It's a very good song. It's like one of my karaoke duet go-tos.
Yeah, Pearl Jam is good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're also definitely good. My top 20 is Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Soundgarden. I can't even like choose because I love so many of them. It's like, how can I choose only five?
Yeah. I mean, I always like just Soundgarden 4th of July is like a song that usually gets stuck in my head at some point in like May. And then is stuck in my head like well into August. So it is very much, you know, the song of my summer every year.
Yeah. And there's another band, but I can't remember the name. It's it's like a 90s grunge band. I'm trying to remember the name of the band, but they got good music too. And I just, like, I'm having a brain fart right now.
Can you think of any songs by them?
She Talks to the Black Crows.
Oh, yeah.
She Talks to Angels.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go. It just like poofed in my head just in time. The Black Crows is a good band too.
Also good. Yep.
And you know, like they're really good and they're like so 90s. Like,
yes.
I think they were even like 89, I think.
Oh gosh, I do not know.
Like, yeah, like I think I want to play some like Black Crows music.
Do
and
it.
You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna like do a whole 90s theme. I love the 90s, so yeah. I can't choose anything, like any favorite music, because you know, like it's so good. And we're going to play Hard to Handle by the Black Crowes. How about that?
I love this song.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay, let's do it.
It's so cheeky. All right, let's do it.
Kendall calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks loud in the words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad to me. Once I come along and down by the let me light your candle, calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Kendall calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I gets around. Oh.
put your kennel clothes on, mama. I'm sure all the henna now gets around. Yeah. So all the henna now. Oh, yeah. Baby. A good love hand. Baby. Baby. Oh, good love hand. I need good love. I got my hand. Oh,
great song.
Yeah, it's such a good one.
They're going to be in Toronto. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and then, like, their tickets are, like, $85. You know, that's pretty, it's pretty legit of them to, like, not charge too much for their tickets.
Yeah.
Even the Smash, like I said, even Smashing Pumpkins, they're not charging a lot for the tickets. Yeah. Or even, like, you know, the other band. I don't remember. I have a brain fart again, but it's okay. But, yeah, like, it's nice. It's, like, pretty cool that these, like, legendary 90s bands don't want to charge so much for their tickets because they know that their fans have been fans for, like, 30-some-odd years. And it's like they're respecting that, you know what I mean? That's pretty amazing. Like if I was like a you know, a legendary like grunge band member that I've had like for like 30 years, I would do the same thing with my tickets.
Totally.
You know, like be humble, you know what I mean? That's pretty humble of them to do that.
Yeah.
You know, like it's pretty cool. And like even the Spin Doctors, like even if they had like a new concert, I would like assume that they'd be humble too. And speaking of the Spin Doctors, we're gonna play Two Princess.
All right, we're gonna do it. Here
Let's
it
do
is.
It.
Just go ahead now. One has diamonds in his pockets, and that's a grip now. This one said he wants to buy you rockets, ain't in his head now. This one got a Prince new racket, that's what I said now. Got some Mixie Lup on his jacket, ain't in his head now. Just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, baby, just go ahead now, and if you wanna buy me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. That's what I said now. Princess, princess who adore you, just go ahead now. One has diamonds in his pockets, and that's a friend now. This one who wants to buy you rockets, ain't it his head now. Marry him or marry me, I'm the winner, look at that, but can't you see? I ain't got no bitch up in the tree, but I don't want a prince and lover heart to be. I don't want a prince and lover heart to be. Said if you call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. And if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. And if you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. And if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead. But if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now.
That was the Spin Doctors, Two Princess. That was a good song.
It is a good song.
Now we're going to hear some Blind Melon, No Rain.
Okay, I think this is probably our last song for today.
Yes, so, and I just want to say thanks, everybody, for listening to my show today, to me and Jack. And I'm really glad to be back talking to all of you again, like I said before. And we'll be back again.
Yeah, we'll be back again in 2 weeks. So, yeah, Blind Melon, sing us out.
Have a good week, you guys. And, yeah, enjoy the 2 weeks. And we'll be back, too. I promise we'll be here again.
Yeah. And keep it locked on CKUT 90.3 FM. Bye, all.
What's up, what's up, what's up, good people? To those of you listening wherever, whenever, whatever time it is, good morning, good evening, and good night. You are locked into another Tuesday evening with Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Soul P has been on the air since 1994. We bring you all the topics, the guests, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of the black community here in Montreal, across Canada, and internationally. We have a beautiful evening of music and discussion lined up for you tonight. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
will be one of the greatest. That is a vow, yeah, that is a promise. Always wanted to be famous, just being real, yeah, just being honest. My haters won't always be nameless, give them no clout, I give them no power. Creators built different, they ancient, sooner than later, all will be ours. I keep an eye out for the numbers, I stay in contact, synchronization. To infinity, even beyond it, I am a common, no destination. A lot of things I am above, and there are a lot of things that